Hey loves, welcome to Heal Girl, Whole Girl podcast, where we discuss wellness from a kingdom perspective. Let's journey together and be healed and made whole in Christ. I am your host, Shanara Donaldson, aka Cha-Cha. Let's go. Everyone, welcome on in. So this is the first official episode of Healed Girl, Whole Girl podcast. And I wanted to do this introductory podcast, this episode, to kind of introduce myself and to tell you why Heal Girl, Whole Girl. I believe that God is calling us, His daughters, to be healed and to be whole and to pass that on to the next generation. So before I jump into that, my name is Shanara Donaldson. And I am a certified personal trainer, and I'm also a juvenile probation officer. And I've been a juvenile probation officer for the last 17 years. And God called me into ministry actually at the age of like 18, 19. And I have always known God. I have always had a relationship with Jesus Christ. I was brought up in church. Let's say that. I was brought up in church and I did not experience relationship with Jesus Christ until my teenage years. So my late teenage years, rather. So I would say about 18, 19 is when I started drawing closer to the Lord. Throughout that time, like any typical teenage young adult, did what I wanted to do, how I wanted to do it. And God always kept His hand on me. Thank you, Lord. And here I am, full circle, now at the age of 41, really, really giving my life to Christ, really answering my calling, really doing what God is calling me to do. It took me a while. However, I will say that I'm grateful to God because He really kept His hand on me and He didn't allow me to go too far to the left or to the right. But in the midst of everything I've been through, I just believe it's more of a testimony and a more of a thing to show other women how God is a deliverer. He's a healer and He does a complete work. He doesn't do half work. He does complete work. And I believe that the Lord has done a complete work in my life. There's many things that He's brought me through and He has brought me to this moment. He has brought me to this day and this time and this season in my life to go forward and basically do what He's called me to do. So with that being said, I just wanted to introduce why the name Healed Girl, Whole Girl. And I believe this is something that the Holy Spirit gave to me. Actually, I know it's something the Holy Spirit gave to me. And He basically said, this is the name. And so because I've done podcasting previously, the name of my podcast was Faith Times Fitness, because I also am into fitness and wellness and those type of things, and I wanted to bring faith and fitness together. However, I stopped podcasting for a long time, well, 2 years, and it just took me a while because God never said to stop. I stopped, and it just took me a while. Just through life changes, different things that's happened since I first started podcasting till now, that I feel like I am in this season of being healed and being whole. And this is a season where God is like, this is where I want my daughters to be. I want them to know that I'm a healer and that I can make them whole. And so whether you are trying to renew your relationship with Christ, or you are in your walk with Christ and you're trying to grow, this is the podcast for you. So why heal girl, whole girl? Because God is raising up a generation of healed women and women that he wants to make whole so that we can effectively impact the next generation of girls and women. And I believe you can't pour from an empty cup. So if your cup is empty, you can't help the next person. So God is like, I need to fill you up with the fruits of the Spirit, with my love, with my joy, with my peace, and bring you through situations and circumstances so that you can then reach back to whomever and help them move forward. What is it to be healed? God is interested in healing not just our physical body, but our emotions and the inner things that we basically hold in our hearts. So like the traumas, the rejection, abuse, relationships, anger, anxiety, all of those things contribute to how we live our life and how we see the world or how we see ourselves and how we treat people. And how we even treat God and in our relationship to God. And we have to understand that nothing we've gone through is in vain. Nothing that we've experienced is just because God is not there or is not sovereign. God has always been in our lives. God is always there. And we just have to acknowledge him. We have to basically get into relationship with him. And basically allow him to heal us, allow him to do the inner work in us. And we have to be willing to surrender to that inner work, rather. Being made whole is a completeness in God, meaning spirit, soul, and body is all one and in one accord. That's what being made whole is. And see, these things are not just, oh, I'm whole, I'm healed, and call it a day. This is a daily work. To stay healed, to stay delivered, to stay set free is daily. It's not just, oh, I'm free and that doesn't bother me anymore, or I'm free and that doesn't apply to me, because certain things can easily creep back in if we do not abide. Because I think we make the mistake of getting set free. We make the mistake of being healed from something or getting over something. And we think we're unaffected by the enemy. And not to say that God can't heal us and we won't be unaffected by different things, because there are certain levels of maturity. However, God is wanting us to stay humble and wanting us to abide in him so that we stay free, so that we stay connected to him. Because if he just pulled everything out and just delivered us from everything, and we were just, not that he does. So what I'm saying is, God will do the complete work in us, but it's a continuous work, because the word says we know not what's in our hearts. So I want to read a scripture having to do with healing. There's a lot of scriptures having to do with healing, but the one that I stand on for this podcast in particular is Psalms 147 and 3, and it reads, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. So God is wanting us to know that he's close to us when we're brokenhearted, and that he will bind up our wounds, that he will do an inner work in us and heal up every wound every hurt, every trauma, everything that we've ever experienced, whether it's from the past or present, he will heal us. He is close to us. And the scripture for being whole that I came across was 1 Thessalonians 5:23, which reads, "May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." And I also like verse 24, "The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it." So God is faithful. And no matter how long, no matter how far you think God is from you, no matter how much you think you've sinned, no matter how much you think that you don't deserve God's love or anybody's love, God is faithful. He doesn't love in the human capacity like we love. It's God love. It's agape. It's without any, without any conditions. He doesn't love how we love. His love is deep and healing and comforting at any and all times. So I just wanted to give you a little introduction into Healed Girl, Whole Girl podcast. I want you to stay tuned, and I want you to share, like, comment, do all the things, because we're going to really get into some stuff during this time or this season of the podcast. Now, I can't say that it will be seasonal. I can't say that because I get on here and record as the Lord leads, as the Holy Spirit will have me wanting to talk about a topic. Then that's when I get on here and record an episode. Video is very new to me, so pray for my strength, because I do not like being in front of the camera, but that's what God called me to, so I must obey. So I will be doing YouTube and podcast, so I will be uploading an episode as often as the Holy Spirit leads, because I am very intentional about what I record and what God has me doing right now. I don't want to get into batch recording or just kind of recording just to be recording a topic or because it sounds good, because you can get into kind of just going through the motions. And this is not one of those things. This is not going through the motions type of podcast. This is God has called me to be very intentional with this podcast, I should say. And he wants to speak, and he wants to be at the forefront. And so I decrease so that the Lord may increase, so that women and whomever may listen will be edified, and the Lord will be glorified, because this is about him doing the work and not me. I am only the vessel, and I thank God, and I'm humbled that he would even call me or use me in that way. So God bless everybody. And I will see you on the next episode.